I the 7-Eleven guy for gas.
What?
Welcome back, family. This is where toxic independent women literally get exposed. You might not see my videos on your feed again, so make sure you subscribe, like, and comment.
I'm a former nanny. Mm-hmm. I write poetry, and sometimes I make anal porn.
What kind of a nanny?
Different ages.
Sure, great. I respect
that. I'm very nurturing.
I'm not even surprised anymore. Even teachers who teach children literally have a secret OF.
First time you meet a guy, what could he expect?
I just like flirt with him a little. I'm like, oh, like, are you thirsty? I'm thirsty. Then they offer to buy me a drink, and I'm like, okay. And then I run away after.
Yeah, but you give him the phone number, you dishing like Instagram, what were you doing, nothing?
Maybe phone number, but I'll like fake it. I'll give him the wrong phone number, but I'll take his money.
So you're in it for the money?
I'm in it for the money.
And there you have it, folks. Don't buy no woman any drinks at the bar because they're just using you at the end of the day.
I like your bike.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
I'm sure you get this a lot, but is there any way I could get your number?
I'm sorry. It's going to be enough for me.
Why?
Just I just started dating this girl. It's getting pretty serious. I don't mean any offense by it. It's just that it's getting serious. I don't want to like mess with that at all. So
she doesn't have to know necessarily. You know. The drill. You know the drill.
Yeah. No. It's cool. I get that. I'm just like it's not really my thing. She's been great to me. I'm gonna be great back to her. It's just
like a little confused by that.
Again, it's like nothing. It's nothing that you're doing. You're doing fine. It's just that I have a girlfriend. And again, like I completely get that, but like
you're being kind of an asshole actually, so
I'm being an asshole. I'm sorry.
Do you think I'm not pretty or like
no I
because that's fine actually. Never mind. Please don't give me your number actually.
All right, well, please have a nice day.
Bye.
A lot of women actually cannot take rejection, and that's why her response was like that when she got rejected.
Tiana Trump's body cam revealed.
Hey,
what's up? My name's Jeremiah.
Hi Jeremiah, how old are you? You look like a baby.
I'm 23.
Oh man, you're young.
How old are you? That's cool.
Left? I need more season. I need experience. I need like...
Oh, no, I got experience too.
How many bodies you got?
It's over 20, over 30.
She said that's nothing. Hey, yo.
I need season. Left.
So before you walk off, what season?
Like, what is that? Hit me with a hundred piece or 80 piece, you know, like, at least if you got 20, tell me at least like four of those were threesomes, or like we did a gangbang, or like, you know, hit me with some season.
Type shit. How many you got?
A lot. Like, probably over like 500.
Her coochie is literally a nut ocean. I don't even know 500 people on the top of my head.
What is the craziest thing that you've ever done on camera?
I the 7-Eleven guy for gas.
What?
Yeah, he recognized me from and I didn't have my wallet on me and I really had to get home. I was like halfway home.
My car almost gave out on me and yeah. Then he filmed it and he filled up my tank and let me take, you know, Gatorade and some hot chips.
Okay. So you had no gas. You finally made it to the 7-Eleven. You didn't have your card on you, your wallet or anything?
Mm-mm.
And he said he would fill your tank up if you he said that he would take care of me if I f***ed him on camera, so for his own personal, you know. Were you able to, like, keep the video as well?
Yeah.
I have it too. You have it?
Yeah.
So do you still have the video?
Yeah. I still actively sell it till this day.
You sell it?
Yeah.
Too?
I sell the video of me. The 7-Eleven guy for gas and hot chips.
Okay, that is actually crazy. Do you think he still watches it?
Yeah.
Imagine being so down bad that you literally have to pop your coochie for gas. Rather than you go home and get your wallet, you choose to be a 304.
I told my mom I was scared of having children because of the whole like committing for 18 years thing. And she was like, Jenny, you're 32 and you just woke me up in the middle of the night to ask if it was possible to overdose on fiber. It is not an 18-year commitment.
I mean, our main purpose we got put on this earth is literally to procreate. So I don't really see your problem.
I had two guys call in. They work at DNA testing centers. One guy had to quit. One guy still works there. He told me 40% of the children are not the man's child.
40%.
He said 40%.
Somebody cool,
and
Maury.
It's usually
make DNA testing.
It's two scenarios. It's where the woman, the person's getting a DNA test because the woman claims that is their child. Turns out it's not. The other one is where the parent is on a deathbed and makes a confession.
Oh,
or they need a health. They need a liver transplant, blood transfusion, and the blood type. There's no way that that can actually be the father. So then they find out that because of medical reasons. You mean that's not my father? Then the father finds out from that way. He said it took such a toll on him that he could no longer do it because he would be sitting on the phone counseling the men and the grown children who these women falsely accused.
And it's just crazy that you could do such a thing without any repercussions or any consequences. If you have a child, get a DNA test. It gives you a peace of mind.
Insert cash or select payment type. Use PIN pad to complete transaction.
Stay away from these type of women.
Ex-boyfriend, so.
Wait, ex-boyfriend?
Yo.
She calls us friends, but I don't consider us friends.
What do you guys consider each other?
Technically still figuring it out, but I'm the one she calls when she needs to cry. I've tried.
It's a work in progress.
It's one,
so is everything.
It's one work in progress.
So you guys are just trying to work on things?
See how it goes.
I'm trying to work on things.
If he gave you a guilt-free pass to sleep with anybody in the world, would you use it?
Yeah.
On who?
Zac Efron, Josh Bowman, some celebrity, hot celebrity. You turn that down? Mm-mm. Couldn't do it.
All right, what if it was all the way around?
I know what I'm worth. One night with one celebrity doesn't change who I am.
So you wouldn't use it?
Even if I gave it to you?
No. Because it sounds like a trap. If your significant other is willing to give you one night in a one-night stand with anybody in the world, it sounds like a trap for your loyalty. No. That.
You want to know the real reason why this woman doesn't respect this man is because no matter what she does or says, he's still going to try and stay with her. I'm just going to keep it a buck with you. Most nice guys do not get the respect that they deserve.
What's the first thing you would change as president?
Light-skinned, tatted men need to be in jail. They bring no benefit and they make life hell.
How about you?
Yeah, kill all men.
What's the first thing you would change as president?
I changed the age to 18.
Right, why you say that?
I just think it's unrealistic having it at 21.
What's the first thing you'd change as president?
I would decriminalize all drugs.
What's the first thing you'd change as president?
I would end the world. Just straight up end it. Everybody just burn everything. Everybody's just going to go to wasteland everywhere. Everybody's just all of them. Everybody. Me included. I'm so serious.
What's the first thing you'd change as president?
All black people get their reparations.
Why would you say that?
Because we should get everything that we were owed in the past.
If you ever dated a student athlete, you will receive compensation.
All right, why you say that?
Because they mess with your head. Like, they really, like, they... you up, like,
hey, what's the first thing you would change as president?
Woman, like, we should be able to be stay-at-home moms and like get paid for it. We just want to do nothing. We just want to be like rich, like NFL wives.
It's crazy. If us men said the same thing just the other way around, we'll literally get canceled, but she doesn't.
Well, what'd you say?
Why are we splitting the bill?
Well, I mean, it's our first date, so I thought we should maybe go half.
I can't believe you made us split the bill.
I mean, you ordered an appetizer that I didn't even touch. Why do you think that I should pay for it?
Okay, but you asked me out.
I know, but you ordered something
that
I didn't.
You asked me out.
All right, I'll just take you home and... All right, see ya. Hello? Hello? See ya.
Bye.
Now, I want you guys in the comments to answer. Did he do the right thing or did he do the wrong thing? Let me know in the comments.
What to do if guy paid for a bill on first date and said next one's on you? You know that thing you do on a treadmill called running? You run away from him. Far, far away. Even if you are wearing heels, because I know you girls can run in heels, you run away from him. And if it was a joke, can we agree on like a societal level that it's almost as funny of a joke as when people say, see you next year on December 30th or 31st. It's not funny.
You know how you prevent this problem? Literally just go to Starbucks and get her a drink on the first date. Problem solved. Okay, in these two clips, you're gonna see the difference between a modern-day feminist woman and a modern-day traditional woman. Let me know which one you would take seriously in the comments.
I did an interview about how I sterilized myself at 24, and the response was as I expected. Because obviously, if you're born with a uterus, you're a baby-making machine. Come on. With the response that I got from this, you would think that people are afraid that I could sterilize them from their phones. I had been saying that I wanted kids until I realized that it was an actual option to not. When the default is to have children, it's no wonder that people are afraid to say that they're child-free. As much as I wanted to respond in the comment section, I know that I'm happy and proud of my decision, and my life isn't meaningless just because I don't want to be a mother. But if there's one positive that came from this was a message that I got from a woman who lives in a country where it's illegal for them to sterilize themselves. And she feels so alone and like she can't talk to people. If you're watching this and you feel like you're child-free but you don't have anybody to talk to, I got you.
I consider myself normal. I identify with the gender that I was born with, I desire a monogamous marriage, and I want to have lots of children and stay home and raise them. I fly the flag of the country I was born in, and I want to instill Christian American values in my children, such as every person is made in the image of God. Many people call this extreme, radical, or tell me I'm a victim of the patriarchy. But are those that want and chose the opposite really happy? Having children is the greatest honor a woman can have. No job title, amount of money, or fame can compare to raising the next generation. Now, this doesn't mean I'm against women having a career. I have one myself, and I don't live in the middle of the country. I live in New York City. And living here, I've seen how this feminist mindset has affected people. They don't know how to form meaningful relationships, raise kids, or even have proper conversations. They're lonely, depressed, and confused. Feminism has nearly erased the point and purpose of being a woman. The endless cry of more girl power and female empowerment is destroying us. We need more women to choose domestic extremism, or choose to be what was once considered more normal.
You can fucking use me as a fuck doll the whole day and like literally fuck my throat until I can't breathe, but then I want to be cuddled like a baby after.
And why did you feel the need to post this on social media? If these are the type of women that are at the club, I don't want no part. I can smell the mustiness from here.
What do you bring to the table?
I'm not going to answer this question. This is just something that I wouldn't answer in a date. I'm not going to answer here. I'm not going to answer how many books I've read.
What do you expect men to bring to the table?
Integrity, clarity, consistency, strong connection to divinity, not necessarily religion, but some kind of purpose-based lifestyle, emotional availability, emotional maturity.
So what is the female equivalent of that?
The same.
Then why wouldn't you just say that at the table when he asks you?
So you expect men to bring all these things to the table, but when I ask you the same question, you don't even want to answer it, huh?
All men are awful.
So you're telling your 13-year-old niece that all men are awful? Well, are you also going to tell her how you prioritize F-boys over handsome, loyal men? And while you're at it, you might as well show her the website you use where all these supposed awful men are putting money in your pocket. You know, maybe instead, you should be teaching your 13-year-old niece that the choices you've made in your own life were awful. Damn, bro. That's tough.
And men are only awful to you because no man is going to take an OF girl seriously.
Come home and I'm in your hot tub. Naked.
What the hell? What are you doing in my hot tub? How'd you even get in here? Yeah, you cute though.
Ew, I have a boyfriend.
Oh, you have a boyfriend? Hey, 911?
911?
Yeah, this girl broke into my hot tub and started threatening me, so I shot her.
How did she threaten you?
With her killer body.
Does she have a boyfriend?
Yes. Hello?
No, 10. She's gorgeous. 10. She's really pretty and I like her trousers and her bag.
10. She's really pretty and her outfit's cool because I'm a feminist.
10. Confidence. Takes some balls to walk around in that outfit.
I'd rate her 10 out of 10.
She has great style.
15.
20.
Absolutely 100. She looks great.
I like 10. A girlfriend.
Like, I'm not even gonna lie, why do women feed their homegirls with fake delusion? Like, a lot of them weren't even a 5. Just keeping it a buck.
Does body count matter?
No, I don't think so. It depends. Depends who you're asking. I don't think it matters, no.
John, do you think it matters? I mean, for the girl, yeah. Like, if she's had 100 dicks in her, that's like too much.
Okay, now here's the thing, though. A girl that is having sex with you as your boyfriend, she's gonna have dick from you 100 times. But if she's having dick 100 times for a bunch of different guys, she's still taking the same amount of dick.
Well, but some dicks are black, some dicks are Chinese, some dicks are white. It's different dicks.
I don't know, I think she just likes to have a good time. It seems like you're limiting her.
I don't know, but is she going ahead then?
Oh, it's one of these? I'm
out. No, we're just joking, we're just joking.
She's out because that's what she did! Ah! I know I'm gonna get a lot of criticism for this, but when I saw this video, it made me feel like this is something I would do for my 4-year-old son. I guess if I was dating you and I was dropping you everywhere with my car, that's something I would only do for my 4-year-old son. So therefore, I shouldn't do it.
All right, listen, I'm done. I can't do it anymore. You won. You won, ladies. I'm done dating. I can't do it. The dating world's so bad. I can't. Do I got food pantry stamped on my forehead? Somebody answer me that question, because the amount of food and mouths I fed going out on dates, that's how I feel. I can give hams to the homeless this year for Christmas with the amount of mouths that I fed going on first. I could be driving a Ferrari. I could be driving a Ferrari right now with the amount of money I spent on first dates. I can't take it anymore. And listen, I get it.
Do not take women out on 5-star restaurant dates. A lot of the times you just need to go to Starbucks and get a drink. That's it. And if she complains about that shit, she's not the girl for you. What is one thing that you've never told your ex? This is gonna make me look really bad, but I had a with both of his parents.
Girl.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, how did that even happen? I was with his dad, because his dad was very attractive, and his mom ended up coming home and caught us, and I'd always heard that they were, but I didn't really know what that meant or like what that entailed, and she ended up joining in. Where was your ex?
He wasn't there that day. I came to his house early, like hoping that he would come home from work to me, but I just ended up with his dad.
So how long had you and his dad already been?
We had just started, so we were only like 5 minutes into it.
But like how like long?
That was the first time.
Oh, the first time.
Mm-hmm. And his mom walked in on us.
Okay, so were you like nervous when it happened? Like, did you think she was gonna like swing on you or something?
I was definitely scared. I thought she was gonna be super upset, but she ended up like being into the whole thing. So,
oh my gosh.
And he still doesn't know about it.
Here are 3 of the fastest ways to make a woman lose respect for you. Number 1, showing her desperation. Oh, I need you. Oh, please don't leave me. Texting her a lot of the times throughout the day. Calling her up, seeing what she's doing 24/7. Wondering where she's at. Listen, desperation is the killer of relationships. And desperation comes from a place when you're not fully secure in yourself. So when you just don't have that confidence, or maybe you feel like that girl's not on your level, you start to get desperate. And when a woman finally figures out that you are desperate for her, she starts to lose interest in you. It starts to make her feel that you're not the best option that she can get. Because if you were the best option she could get, you wouldn't be desperate and you wouldn't be insecure for her. So just treat a woman like she's just an everyday regular woman. Because the moment you go above and beyond, you just lost. The next one is neglecting your goals and dreams just for her. When a lot of men get in relationships, they like to stop everything. They like to pause their friendships with other people and even pause their goals that they once had just to make a woman happy. You want to know the biggest lie that society likes to tell man? Happy wife, happy life. That is some of the most biggest BS lies ever, because I've seen men that go above and beyond to try to make their wife happy, and they still ain't happy. You want to know a cool trick that I learned? If you focus on you, the girl will focus on you too. If you put your grind first and the money first, you'll actually start to have less problems with your woman. Yeah, you might have the regular, oh, you don't really give me much attention, but she does not mean give me 1000% of your attention. A woman wants to see that you're elevating. When you are constantly elevating, she can respect you. But when you're not elevating, just trying to make her happy, that's when the bitchy bitchiness starts to come out. So never drop your goals for any woman, because realistically, it's not worth it. If that woman leaves you today, your goals are not going to be accomplished, and you have no woman that you work so hard to keep in your life. And the last and final one is not willing to walk away no matter what the circumstances is. See, us as men, we need to have standards for ourselves. Once you do not have any standards, bro, a woman can get away with literally anything. Can call you out of your name. They can diss you up. Can flake on you on dates. They can go sleep with another man. And they know in the back of your head that guess what? You are not going to leave me, so I'm gonna do whatever I want to do. But once you have general ground rules for yourself, and if she ever crosses those ground rules, you leave her, you're willing to walk away from her, the respect level that she's going to have for you is through the roof, and she'll actually follow those rules because she knows that there's going to be consequences for my actions. I remember back in the past, I was dating this woman and she tried to disrespect me in front of her parents and her family. You know what I did? I got my key, I jumped in my car, and I left. You should have seen the amount of times this girl tried to call me, text me, but I didn't answer. Because why? Because I have respect for myself. You must have respect for yourself in order for someone else to respect you. Well, guys, if you're new to my videos and you want to see more of my videos, I need you to like this video, subscribe, and you already know, and am I out.